WFPL afternoon host Susan Sweeney Crum is really into recycling batteries.
Well, I would save them in an old planter and just save them till I accumulated a lot, which probably was 10 pounds of batteries.
These were mostly alkaline batteries, aka the regular double and triple A's, C's, and D's that power household objects.
I just would throw them in there, and maybe once or twice a year I would take them to a recycling place that used to take them.
One of Louisville's 13 unstaffed recycling drop-off locations.
And then they quit taking them at centers that weren't manned or staffed.
That was apparently because methamphetamine cooks were raiding those locations and making off with dead batteries. So Susan began taking her batteries to one of Metro Government's 4 staffed recycling centers. This was okay for a while. Then
I went to the one that I knew had taken them before because they had a staff people on hand. And when I got there and I said, well, I've got my batteries, and they said, we don't take those anymore.
So now, as Susan discovered, there are only 2 Metro-sanctioned locations to drop off batteries, at the Waste Reduction Center on Meriwether Avenue, and here at the Has-Been on Grade Lane. These batteries will be picked up by a company called Veolia that has a contract with Louisville Metro Government. And then
the alkaline batteries are shredded up, and they run through a series of chemistries and then into a different, what's called metal recovery furnaces.
Kevin Shaver is a general manager with Veolia.
So one will recover the steel off of it, one will recover the zinc, and another portion will take the manganese and recycle that into another type of byproduct.
This recycling isn't cheap. Metro Government pays $1.15 per pound. So is it worth it? First of all, it's perfectly legal to drop your alkaline batteries in the trash. Batteries used to contain mercury, which meant they were legitimately hazardous waste. But Mark Bullish of the Corporation for Battery Recycling says that's no longer the case.
Essentially right now, I mean, the mercury issue is really a moot point for batteries at this point. It's been more than 20 years since the vast majority of batteries have been mercury-free.
The Corporation for Battery Recycling is a nonprofit organized by some of the country's largest battery companies, Duracell, Energizer, and Panasonic. And as the name suggests, its purpose is to advocate for battery recycling programs. But while there are clear benefits to recycling things like plastic or aluminum cans, batteries are a grayer area. Even some people who take sustainability and recycling seriously are conflicted.
Do I think it's okay to just throw away alkaline batteries?
Sarah Lynn Cunningham is a member of the Solid Waste Management District's Advisory Committee.
I guess I'm going to say it's not the worst thing in the world. You know, I'm not going to give anybody a dirty look who would admit that to me. I guess I'll put it like that.
Kevin Shaver of Veolia says being able to recycle the materials from batteries is more sustainable than producing new steel, zinc, and manganese.
You have to look at the total environmental cost, if you will, for recycling versus producing a new product.
But some life cycle analyses have suggested the process expends so much energy for such little benefit that it's a net negative for the environment. Mark Bullish from the Corporation for Battery Recycling says a newer study shows some promise, and that with new technology and a carefully controlled plan, there could be environmental benefits to recycling batteries. And his corporation is trying to create and implement that plan. It's pushing for individual states to adopt legislation mandating alkaline battery recycling. The industry is willing to pay for the program, too. But in lieu of that, cities and states are forced to fend for themselves. And in Louisville, there are fewer and fewer places to drop off batteries. In 2012, Veolia recycled 18,000 pounds of alkaline batteries from Louisville. In 2013, with fewer locations, only 13,000 pounds were recycled. Sarah Lynn Cunningham says there's one way to increase recycling rates.
In general, if we plan recycling programs to make them really easy for people to participate, we do see the participation rates go way, way up.
2 drop-offs in a city that covers about 400 square miles isn't exactly easy. And Bullish says at some point under that scenario, you lose the environmental benefit of battery recycling.
With the life cycle analyses we've done, if you're making a dedicated trip to do it, you're actually doing more harm to the environment.
So if you're going to recycle your batteries, save them up for one large trip. Or there's always the option of cutting down on waste by investing in rechargeable batteries, which should be recycled when they're at the end of their life. Erica Peterson, WFPL News.